Glenn says, I can tell you this, though, Drew. When Darren first gave us the cipher, I was highly against it because of that reason. If none of you guys are with us at the time, but so Darren invented the cipher because he was looking for something else, right? He was doing some research on Gartley's, and like any great scientist or someone that made discoveries, right? He stumbled upon something during that venture. So he was researching Gartley's and he kept seeing something. He was like, huh, whatever. And then he kept seeing it again, huh, nah, whatever. And he kept seeing it again. He's like, huh, let me test that. And long story short, he ended up creating the cipher. And he shared it with us, and he's like, I got this pattern, that's awesome, it's like 70% correct, whatever like that, on the whatever he was trading it. And we're like, no way, dude. So we made him go back, or Jason Stapleton made him go back and find losers. And it was still had a pretty high hit rate. I think it was like 65, 70, based on that higher time frames he was trading them on. And he gave it to us to test out, and we did testing for probably about like 6 months to a year. And I hated it. Like, I refused it. If it wasn't, like, if it was anyone other than Darren, I would have said no. Like, I'm not testing this thing. Because I thought it was stupid because of that reason. The fact that it moved like this, and then that we had a close below, I'm like, no, like, this violates everything I know about trend, right? Like, that violates the outside return. Why would I look bullish? And, like, this is when I mean, I'm still pretty stubborn in my analysis, but this is when I was really like, no, like, I'm only doing it my way. So I hated it. I hated it. But I was being a good company man. I was being a good friend. I'm like, all right, I'm going to test it and I'm going to prove him wrong. I'm going to prove that it stinks. And as I tested it, I started to see that, you know, it lived up to expectations, and it changed my mind. I couldn't disagree with the numbers. So, and same thing with the negative risk reward on many cases. Again, unless you're using the original rules was a 10 pip stop loss. I don't believe in that. So I use a different one. So those were two things that bothered me about the pattern. But the numbers, and this is when testing, this is why testing is so important. The numbers don't lie. Right? I mean, how can I argue with the numbers? So he gave me this pattern. He said, Akil, test it. I didn't want to test it. I was intent on proving it wrong, which was, he liked it because that's what you want to do in backtesting. In backtesting, it's very easy to... It's very easy in backtesting to kind of achieve what you want to achieve, right? I don't know. How many of you guys have backtested before? Have you ever found, like, so obviously when you backtest, let me ask you this, right? You want what you're backtesting to work, correct? Does anyone backtest to prove their system wrong, right? We want it to work. So we talked about confirmation bias in yesterday's Q&A. We automatically have this confirmation bias where it's like, this is going to work, or we want it to work, right? And what happens is, yeah, we start, Cody just mentioned it, we start, these little things start popping up where we start kind of maybe skipping over losers, like we see it, but we act like we don't really see it. Or we start getting winners where it was like, yeah, it didn't actually hit the entry, but it was like two pips away. Like, that would have been a close enough, like, the spread, I knew I would have front ran, right? We start doing these little small acts to help us keep those winners and help us disregard those losers, right? I used to do this all the time, right? We get a trade that comes within like one pip of target, and I'm like, you know, I would have seen it live, right? Keep in mind it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I would have seen it live, and then I would have taken it out manually because, you know, it was tickling it, and, you know, my rule would say, right, I don't have a rule, my rule would say if it's that close, then I exit at market, right? Reality, I'm not up at 3 o'clock watching a trade bar by bar, but, you know, when you're on that losing streak and you're backtesting, you want it to work, right? So you do small stuff like that because you want that result. And, you know, after I realized, after many, many failed backtests of doing so, I backtested a lot of times simply because I rushed through the process. Like, I didn't, when I would backtest, in fact, here's a good quote I just put up today. Right? It says, when performing testing, instead of looking, and hold on, Cody, you're right, I'm one in, one out there, that's the beauty of it. When performing testing, New Zealand dollar hit target ones, by the way. Ka-ching. When performing testing, instead of looking for the answers, it's much more beneficial to look for the questions. And when I went through my first rounds of back testing, I was only looking for the answers, right? Back testing was only a bridge to live trading, right? I didn't really care about the value of back testing. It was just something that my mentor told me I had to do in order to trade. So I only went through testing a very specific way just so I can get the answers, basically just so I can get approval to trade live. So I never looked for anything else. And you can imagine I made a lot of mistakes in doing that. So I would have to go back every time I had a question and back test again. So I spent a lot of time back testing the same thing, which is one of the reasons. The positive of that is that my RAS became very, very, very good because I back tested thousands of trades thousands of times because I kept trying to rush through and it just cost me more time. But when you look for questions, it's much more beneficial, right? So when I was back testing the cipher, right, I wanted to prove it wrong. So I was looking for any type of reason to prove it wrong, right? So I was asking a lot of questions, kind of like an opposite confirmation bias of why it shouldn't work. And eventually I ran out of ways of trying to figure out why it wouldn't work. And I had to accept that it worked. And the numbers didn't lie. And that gave me a massive belief. Because again, this is something that goes against my philosophy in two different ways, and I trade it. And you guys know me, I am very stubborn with my trading. But it gave me a massive belief in those numbers, and that's kind of cool. But yeah, I was the same way, Andy. I think it was Andy who asked that, or Andre, sorry. It was it was disturbing to me, and it was uncomfortable. But the numbers don't lie. So target one's hit on New Zealand dollar, well done. If you're looking for this as not a